Picasso.
Paul Carniello.
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Here we are.
The new school is vibrating.
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 The new spins library.
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 Hey Montreal, it's a great day out there. You're tuned to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have a full show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews, one in the Arts and Culture spot and the other in the Music spot. The first interview is with Daphne Boyer. Daphne Boyer is currently exhibiting at the Montreal Arts Interculturel. Her works are digital offerings of native handicrafts, indigenous beadwork, and plants and animals. We'll get to know Daphne coming up. The second interview is with Jonathan Emile Potter, spokesperson for Montreal vs. Racism. The organization has a community concert going on September 10th in Park Girouard in NDG at 6 p.m. We'll hear about it later in the show. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather. And after some more music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, what is an Adam's apple? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
No! If you want to discover new artists, you're at the right place. I am Anemone and you're listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT.
September 8th to October 8th, 2022, the Montreal Art Centre Culturel, presents FAC, an exhibition of recent works by Métis visual artist Daphne Boyer. This is an opportunity to discover a rich and vibrant body of work that combines plant matter and traditional Indigenous techniques. The vernissage will take place on Thursday, September 8th at 5 p.m., With us today, we have Daphne Boyer. Hi, Daphne, and welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
Who is Daphne Boyer, and what kind of art do you do?
I am Métis by birth. My mother was the Métis person in our family. My ancestors were two of the first 300 French colonists to arrive in Jaujaguay, which is now known as Montreal. So that sort of started the story from the colonial perspective in terms of our Métis ancestry. As my mother always said, that our ancestors, some of the ancestors arrived on the boat and some of them met the boat. So the ones that met the boat were Indigenous people, and they formed Indigenous women. And unfortunately, we have only their first names, and often those names would have been assigned names. We have the names of their partners and the time that their unions were formed, but they were Ojibwe women of Gauvin, and also they were Soto women. And my ancestors were founding members of the first Métis nation in what is now known as Manitoba. So the family history follows the fur trade along the fur trade route with the coureurs de bois and voyageurs right into what is now known as Manitoba. And my art is a combination, as you already said, of traditional techniques, but with a whole new spin on it. What I've done is in the last 3 or 4 years, and I should mention that I've come very late in life to art making, but I've invented photographic ways of producing works that mirror women's traditional handwork. This is Indigenous women. And initially, Indigenous women used quills, porcupine quills, as a way to adorn gear and clothing and household objects. And they also used what's called moose tufting or caribou tufting, which basically is the soft down on under the hairy coat of the animal is dyed and then clipped into small tufts and then stitched into wool or into hide to make these wonderful colored little mounds that were often floral in design. And what I've done is I've created photo-based techniques to mirror these two, the quill work and the moose tufting, and as well the beading technique. So I've photographed hundreds of berries in a very specific technique that I've developed and created a digital bead box from which I've made multiple works. And the beauty of these works are that each individual berry can be enlarged to the size of your head, so they're scalable. I can make a small work that can be blown up into large size, and I'm very keen on making big works because I really want to make space for the stories that these works carry.
Who works with you as a collaborator?
My right hand is Lena Samokova. So up until 2016, I lived in Montreal, and I now live in Victoria, which is the homeland of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples. I've worked remotely since before the pandemic with Lena. We've created works. So she's my main technical support. For the Fakur show here in Montreal, I've collaborated with Michelle Smith, who is a filmmaker. She's an educator. She teaches at Dawson. She's an academic. And together, we've put together a whole series of programs that will be part of the Dawson College Peace Week. And we are working also in conjunction with Diana Rice at Dawson College. So mostly the research is, I do the research, I come up with the concepts, and then I have a technical team as well made up of other people in Montreal, Barry Muse and Ron DeLille, who have also been working on recent projects. You know, it is a teamwork, a team job. Partner's an excellent writer, so his hand is usually in the works as well.
Which artworks did you decide to create for this exhibition, Fakur? And what do they represent?
Well, first of all, let me start out by explaining why I chose that title. So the word in English, what I'm reflecting is the idea of, you know, which is a common thing that we use when we're storytelling. And because these works are embedded with stories, many layers of stories, the French translation is fakur, which is basically something, it's a joiner, right? Which we use in segueing from one topic to the other. So the works that I created specifically for this show were suspended works, because the MEI, I have a history with MEI. And here's one of the stories. MEI sponsored me in a mentorship in 2016 with an Indigenous artist and curator named France Trépanier. France was one of the original founders of the Aboriginal Curatorial Collective, and MEI saw a promise in my work and supported me in this mentorship. So France, basically, who has a lot of experience in art, drilled down into what I was doing and basically said to me, Daphne, you've got to get this work out. And by the way, while you're making it, make it big. So with that in mind, I created a number of big works to bring this that are in the show at the MEI. And part of what I wanted to do was to say thank you to the MEI because of their generous support. You know, I was 60 at the time when I started making this work, although I'd taken courses at Concordia and had always wanted to be an artist. I didn't have the so-called pedigree of an artist at that time. And they saw promise in me, supported me. And so here I am back with these big works. Both of them are suspended works, and one of them is called The Birthing Tent. And The Birthing Tent was made to honor my great-grandmother, who was an itinerant midwife on the northern Great Plains. So it's a two-part work. It has a canopy that's printed. These are textile works. The canopy is printed with the oxytocin molecule. So oxytocin is the bonding hormone that is stimulated between mother and baby when at the time of birth. And did I say that my grandmother was an itinerant midwife on the northern Great Plains? Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Good. That part's important. So that oxytocin is present in all of us. It's the bonding hormone. It's what makes us feel connected to others, you know, human and non-human. And also it reflects the cohesive nature of the Métis community at a time when the Métis were couriers and they were hunters and trappers, as was my great-grandfather. So the tent was made in honor of Eleanor, who is my great-grandmother, and she was married to a plains hunter and trader, and they lived on an outpost. Their girls were raised on that outpost, so that was my grandmother, who I knew. The tent also includes 16 ribbons that are printed with what I call my berries to beads technique. So the oxytocin molecule is actually the actual physical formulation of the molecular formulation in the ball and stick format that's printed on the roof of the tent. It looks like somewhat like a galaxy, but the atoms are all beaded with my technique. And the ribbons are also beaded. And the ribbons are my way of honoring ribbon skirts. So ribbon skirts are a rite of passage for Indigenous women. They are a symbol of resilience and a rite of passage. And they are used often to honor missing and murdered women and girls and two-spirit people. So this canopy carries a lot of stories in it. And there is another work that I made as well. Would you like to hear about that one?
Let's talk about that one a little later in the sure. in the interview. What does it signify to you to be born a Métis, joining two cultures?
I think that's what people often think that Métis are. They think that it is emergence of two cultures. But actually, the Métis people, as a first, you know, as some of the founding people of this country, weren't just a combination of two cultures. Basically, the Métis people were identified as a unique culture in that they had their own language, they had their own culture, they had their own homeland. The Great Plains was a homeland of the Métis people. It was, Mi'kmaq is the language that the Métis spoke. They were traders and they were couriers, and also many of Métis people were known because of the buffalo hunt, which was an annual or biannual, sometimes more than that, more frequently than that in a year, where the whole communities would migrate out onto the plains. There would be buffalo for as far as the eye could see, and they would live and work on the plains, harvesting buffalo and processing meat, making pemmican, preparing hides for trade, and then they would go back to their communities in the winter. And sometimes there would be a hunt also in the winter as well. So for me, it is a very rich land-based part of my upbringing. My mother was a naturalist. She was the one that carried the stories of our ancestry, and at a time when there was very little pride associated with being an Indigenous person. I was raised in Saskatchewan and specifically grew up in Saskatoon at a time when Indigenous people were being picked up off the street by the city police and driven out into the dead of winter, dropped off, 5 miles out of town because they were told to sober up, and some of them froze to death in the process. I don't think that's news to anybody about that history. But there was not, it would, didn't come with a sense of pride initially. But my mother was great. She kept all of the archives. She was one of 15 people, kids in her family. And my grandmother, who spoke Mi'kmaq and had worked as a Cree and French and English interpreter as a young woman on the outpost where she was raised, she denied this ancestry, and she did it. Although I was very frustrated as a young person, I couldn't get her to talk about it with us. She did it for a good reason. Where she had been raised, her name was Clémence, and where Clémence had been raised was right adjacent to a community called Labrette in southern Saskatchewan, where the head of the local residential school, which was the second one in that area to be built, was known to actually abduct children from, particularly from single parent women, and take them in, and the children would disappear into this residential school, which actually ran until the late 1990s.
When did you first decide to create bridges between Indigenous knowledge and Western science, Daphne? And how has this given you perspective on the future?
Well, to be honest with you, once again, my viewpoint is that Indigenous people have been scientists for a very long time. What is science? But having an acute sense of observation, having, making a hypothesis and trying things, this is the history of the Indigenous people, whether that be in relation to plants or medicines or architecture or, biology, that thousands and thousands of years spent on the land observing animals and observing the land, observing the seasons. This, from my vantage point, is Indigenous science. So it's not really a question of when did it happen. It's just, it's been there forever.
Which art techniques are you showcasing, in fact? And would you take this opportunity to talk about the last piece you wanted to tell?
I'm showcasing the techniques that I mentioned that I invented to mirror the traditional handwork of Indigenous women, which are, you know, beading, quill work, and moose tufting. And the last work that actually, a work that is made up of 11 floor to ceiling banners is a work that I created using quill work designs. And these banners were inspired by a Métis sash that was finger woven by a late friend. And she did a whole series, she was a weaver, and she did a whole series of these Métis sashes. And I was inspired by her work and wanted to honor our relationship. So created large banners that are printed on silk. And the surface designs on the banners were made from photographs of individual quills. So the quills reference two of the four sacred medicines for Indigenous people here in Turtle Island. So one of them is sweetgrass and the other one is cedar. The banners are very colorful and bold. And I've accompanied them with some spirals, ceiling to floor spirals that are rotated by a motor. And the surface design on those silk spirals is made up of individual photographs of moss being the first plants on the planet. But it also, when you look at the breathing holes on the underside of leaves, which are stomata, and you look at those under high resolution scanning electron microscopes, it looks like you're looking at moss. So that kind of gave me the idea that I wanted to photograph the moss printed on the textiles, and then the stomata are actually look like orifices. They look like either a mouth or like a vulva, a human vulva. They really are the mouths, like the breathing holes, but they also are in some ways they give birth to us, right? Because they provide us with volatile organic compounds, and they also, which we breathe in, and they also filter the air of carbon dioxide and provide us with oxygen. So my cousin, who is the chair of oral history at the University in Manitoba, his name is Warren Cario. He also is a photographer and an artist, and he wrote a wonderful essay that ties my work to our family history and centers it in the Indigenous storytelling culture that is part of who the Métis people are.
Do you have plans to tour the exhibit or plans to make something new in the future? If so, where and what?
The exhibit just came here from Fort Calgary. Not all the pieces were in it, but this show has kind of been on the road throughout COVID. It was showed in part at the Dunlop Gallery in Regina. It moved to Fort Calgary and then came to the Mai. And each time I've enriched it with new pieces. So this actual show that's here now at the Mai has never been shown before, but some of the works have been shown elsewhere. And definitely, because I think the work is a great opportunity to share stories and to create space for Métis history, I would very much like to show the works elsewhere if that opportunity presents, and I'm actively working on that.
If our listeners want more information about the gallery or the exhibition, where should they go?
They should probably just consult the MAI, Montréal Art Interculturel website, MAI. I think the MAI has put up a Facebook page for the show. So that is, I think probably they would do, you know, MAI, Daphne Boyer. They could enter the title, Fakur, that's F-A, second word, Q-U-E, and they would find me. There might be some Instagram links as well. But the thing to look for is the, you know, look for the MAI, and also remember the date. The launch is on September 8th at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7 or 8 o'clock. There's, you know, everyone's welcome. Bring your friends and come out and enjoy the opportunity to see some unusual and bold Indigenous art.
Daphne, if our listeners want to get in touch with you and buy some of your artwork, where should they go?
I have a website. You can just find me at daphneboyer.com. I also am on Instagram at Daphne B. Boyer. So either way would be great. They can connect with me through those two digital means. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Great. Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's great. And thank you for your work.
You've been listening to Daphne Boyer speaking about Fakur, her art exhibition at the Mai. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
It's all CKUT, where the new spins beat. Liberate, we probably the true meaning of libraries. The world out some station for the community that news, arts, and culture shape our intellectuality. Releasing these new spins, sharing these bright grins. Wednesday morning, 7 to 9 on 90.3 is where it's happening. Tune in, the tunes are in tune, and with some interviewing, the new spins library Wednesday, 7 a.m. is broadcast. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins library. The new spins.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simone, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/covidvaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Youth in Motion presents the Little Burgundy Festival. Come and join the fun with activities for children, prizes to win a diversity game, and delicious and tasty foods for all to discover. The 37th Little Burgundy Festival takes place on Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park from 12 until 9 p.m. More than 40 artists will take the stage with headliners Jakarta, Maytone, Robin, Melo G, all backed by the Uprising Band. Also, the People's Gospel Choir of Montreal and Algerian singer Amar Hamel. Sensational dance from Kebili Tafasut, Un Afro Dance, and B-Boy MTL Crew, and much, much more. That's Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park in Little Burgundy. Noon to 9 p.m. You don't know it's a CKUT co-presentation.
Join us for this year's edition of Shoney Market, winner of the Time Out's Best New Event Award for 2021. Shoney Market is a parade of 200 corgis, flavors from around the world, with over $3,000 in student giveaways from Desjardins, and incredible artists like High Classified, Perio Millennial, and Mansa and Friends. To learn more about the programming, participating restaurants, and contests, head to Instagram at ShoneyMTL. That's ShoneyMTL. Shoney Market, the taste of downtown, from September 8th to 11th between the Guy Concordia and Atwater metro stations.
I feel the rope tighten my neck like a noose. Pace back and forth, circle the truth. Reflect on my life as a youth. Wait, take a few steps back, let's get loose. If you need evidence, here's the proof. Thoughts been sinking, my shit's been leaking. But I stay buoyant, keep on keeping. Fucking with girls that be TLC creeping. Honestly, honesty's just an option. A thin red line of separation. Your emotion, my opinion. Cross the threshold and keep your mind open. Let it go even if your heart's still frozen. Broke myself so I can't be broken. Don't be mad cause I might be chosen. Don't be mad cause I caught you posing. I might be a problem, probably nothing. Having a nightmare, wake up dreaming. Nights would stay in the evening, everything can't be even Stevens. Like you weren't always for the win, like you would never cheat for your kin. Well, in the end, the next man. Why are you out on the streets, angry and yelling? End of the day, we all know that you're bluffing. End of the day, I'm trying to make something. End of your wave, but I'm still surfing. Stuck on the beach, yeah, you're hurting. Stick to your word, now you start running. Hot the last chick, slipping, sprinting in the opposite direction of her intentions. Practice forgiveness, but learn my lessons. Takes many shapes, but it's all a blessing. Take a few puffs of the joint I'm burning. Take a few dabs off the rig I'm bunning. Give you that innocent, ooey bubbling. Straight and narrow, now I'm stumbling. Back to basics, back to business. I never forgot them. Back to the fact that money can't solve your problems. Well, okay, not all, just most of them. Income don't match motivation. Take my art to a new elevation. Can't sell my soul, but I'll give you an organ. Pull my heart through my abdomen. If that's the price of admission, hand of a fist is quite a bargain. Think you're hungry? Well, I'm starving. Think you're hungry? Well, I'm starving. Like, hey, I can feel a new sensation. Hey, I can feel the earth's rotation. But don't mean shit if there's no good reason. If there's no good reason, it don't mean shit. If there's no good reason, it don't mean shit. If there's no good reason, no, 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 it don't, it don't.
Working part time when the sun is out of sight. Don't lose your mind. Smiling when the hands are high. There's no denying.
Space is tight. Good morning, McGill University. This is Todor O telling you that CKUT has some of the coolest artists and tunes you can find anywhere in Canada. Present company certainly not excluded. You are listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM. The songs you're about to hear will go towards your final grade, so I hope you're writing this down.
The land.
Montreal versus racism is families, artists, and ordinary citizens united in the common desire to yell and to sing loudly and clearly that racism and discrimination will never have a place in our streets, in our neighborhoods, or in our society. With us today, we have Jonathan Emile, spokesperson for Montreal versus racism. Hi, Jonathan, and welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate being part of this third edition of MTL versus racism.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in Montreal versus racism.
I'm an artist, hip-hop, reggae artist. I was born and raised in Montreal and currently putting out music through my own label called Mind Peace Love Records. And I'm distributed by Tough Gong, that's Bob Marley's record label. I came to know about this event really through the work that I've been doing with Paul Cardinello. He's a longtime collaborator, and he helped start or begin this concert years and years and years ago. And I was lucky enough to be part of it during the digital edition last year during the pandemic. But now it's finally, you know, coming back to Girouard Park. You know, yeah, that's how I was just asked to be involved by Paul. It was a longtime collaborator and produced my album that was distributed by Tough Gong 2 years ago.
Racism is an issue that touches close to most of our hearts. How do you experience racism on a daily basis?
Well, it's not hard to find racism. You just log on to the internet and scroll down to the comment sections. And we hear it coming from the mouths of politicians, you know, to be used as political tools to energize people. We saw it in the last American president, very upfront and center. We feel it, you know, in the interpersonal reaction every day. You know, it's very easy to feel microaggressions and even macroaggressions now that the rug has been uncovered and it's brought to the forefront in some these chaotic times that we've been going through, you know, through the pandemic and even before that during the Trump presidency. But, you know, it's never something that's gone away. You know, it's hard to argue that it hasn't gotten better, you know, since the civil rights movement and all of the hard work that people in communities and organizers have been doing over the last 50, 60 years. However, I still think there's ways to go before we can not have to experience racism interpersonally or systemically, you know, in our day-to-day lives.
United Against Racism and Discrimination, third edition, is the concert coming up for Montreal versus Racism. Tell us all about it.
Well, more than anything, it's a concert that is raising funds for Resilience Montreal. It's united against racism, but really what we're trying to do is a climate absent of discrimination, a place where everyone can come together and remind themselves that being anti-racist is being a good, kind person, is being a citizen. So the concert is just like you said in the intro, you know, we can be loud, we can celebrate, we can create great music. I myself am inspired by so many musicians in the past, you know, everyone from Marvin Gaye to Joni Mitchell to John Legend to Bob Marley, as I mentioned before, as being distributed by his label. These people spoke out and they made music and they made noise and they got into some good trouble making that noise. So that's what we're trying to do in the park with families and friends. Remind people that what anti-racism is all about, and it's all about love and community and acceptance and bringing people together.
So who's going to be playing this year?
So this year we have myself, of course. We have Shawit, a reggae, a new reggae man. He's wicked. We have Maritza. We have Remy Picasso. We have Paul Cardinello, also spinning on the ones and twos. We have DJ Lady Oracle that's going to be there. We also have James Challenger on bass and France on drums. So we have a house band and many different artists coming together to give you a little bit of R&B, rock, folk, soul, reggae, hip hop. It's going to be quite something. So we hope to see you there.
In 2018 and 2020, citizens of Montreal came together for a concert and show of solidarity to speak out against racism, discrimination, police brutality, and hate. That's the earlier Montreal versus racism concert. Now in 2022, systemic racism remains a problem in our institutions in Canada, in Quebec, and in Montreal. So what are the signs of systemic racism and how can we fight racism as groups or individuals?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of something that's ubiquitous. If you just look at a housing policy, if you look at health and social services and how different people are treated, if you pull up some news articles and get first person perspective, perspectives from Black and brown people and see how they're treated by these public institutions, you know, that's a clear different sign, you know. And it's not only just these one-on-one stories or these personal anecdotes. If you look at the data with how certain people receive treatment and certain people are on the lower end of the economic spectrum and have trouble accessing what our society is supposed to allow for everyone, you know, that's a clear indication that the systemic racism exists. And that's just a part of the legacy of the way things are set up and the way things were put in motion. So thinking forwardly about how we can be accommodating and how we can be collaborating and knowing that, acknowledging that these systems were not set up for everyone and making them or working towards making sure that they are benefiting everyone is the way to go. So these things are, it's not like a one-off answer. You can't really get a soundbite out of it, but you just really have to do the work and realize that paradigm in which we're living is something that was created by a long history of injustice. And we're just fine-tuning and refining the system with action collaboratively to make things better for everyone.
United Against Racism and Discrimination, third edition, is the concert coming up in Montreal for Montreal versus Racism. Now, when is the concert coming? Where is the concert coming? What are the requirements for being there?
Okay, so first off, the requirement for being there is just come with the attitude of peace and love and acceptance. We look forward to seeing you on the corner of Sherbrooke and Girouard in Girouard Park on Saturday, the 10th of September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. right there at Park Girouard. So everyone is welcome. Families are very much welcome. Anyone from the community, the greater community of Montreal. And we'll have music in French and English, hip-hop, R&B, reggae, folk music, rock. It's going to be amazing.
May we hear some music from the show to get a taste for what's ahead?
Absolutely. You know, I'd like to play one song that produced by Paul Cardinello, and it's myself, and it was just recently released this summer. It's called Propaganda, so I hope you enjoy it.
This is Propaganda on the New Spins Library.
The propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. They get to you, them want up on the propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. We have been born in Babylon. The propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. The more we die, the more I get none. The propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. We got the devil on the run. Don't you think it's strange? That you agree with the deranged. From the truth you are estranged. There are some things that have to change. Cause supremacy and bigotry, them one thing. Yet to you them must think critically. We must read. It's fear and conspiracy, them one thing. Manipulate the people, make us feeble. Propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. The get to you that walk with done. The propaganda can't done. Propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. So I say I the one. The propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. We are going for Babylon. The propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. The more we know the nugget on. The propaganda can't done. The propaganda can't done. We got the devil on the run.
Thank you.
What is the role of Resilience Montreal?
So Resilience Montreal has a mandate to help those in need in Montreal. It's located on Atwater. So those who are displaced, those who are homeless, and those who are just down on their luck, they have open door policy where you can get food, a place to sleep, clean clothes, and support. That's basically what their mandate is. They are a shelter from storms and all sorts of storms, right? So if you need help, if you're listening on the radio, if you want to, you know somebody that needs help, Resilience Montreal is there for them, and we just want to support them with this concert. So that's what they're all about.
May we listen to some more of your music to get an idea of what we hear at the show?
Absolutely. Are you going to pick one from my catalog, or do you like me to suggest one?
I think I'd like to play Remy Picasso, Hello.
All right. Well, enjoy that one by Remy. Big up Remy still.
So this is Remy Picasso, Hello on CKUT.
Times are getting harder. Hello. Look. I done took an L, suffered a minor setback. Nigga ran up on me, had to get my lick back. Me against the world, please switch that up, that's mismatch. Fuck this rapping shit, I'm my assignment, get cash. You boys get whipped ass, you with your bitch ass. Hardcore as they come, you never seen a nigga die. So don't speak to me, broken dreams and nightmares. Where I'm from, they don't fight fair. When they killed that man, I know Mayfair, yo, I was right there. Shooters spun the block out by Tony's, me in the crosshairs. Watch it die, learned it was Dunsky's brother, I cried tears. Living with this life's not forever, only thing I feared. Unless you come from where we come from, you have no idea. Gone. Times are getting harder. Hello. I'm still wondering where they go feed the ghetto. I hear the end in knocking. Hello. Peace is hard to find. We walk a warrior. Hello. Hello. Times are getting harder. Hello. Hello. I'm still wondering where they gon' feed the ghetto. The living edition of Malcolm, yeah. More Detroit red. They never take it back, the words I said. When I was broke, yo, clearly nobody cared. Hung off the edge, feet swinging, dangling in the air. Film is dead, sometimes I hate people, I swear. We need to start over, humanity's out of line. Inequalities become normal, it's not a crime, but fine. We need somebody to save us, jobs still slave us. Still need a mule and 40 acres. Walk into the trap, Al-Qaeda. Sharp as a razor, Craig Mack can even handle of the flavor. Don't see it now, you like me, but later. Word is born. What's said, they probably love me more when I'm gone. I don't worry though, I will live on. Through these raps, hope this music reaches whoever relates. Stay strong. Lyrical threat on the mic of a dawn. Hello. I'm still wondering when they gon' feed the ghetto. I hear the end and out. Hello. I'm still wondering when they gon' feed the ghetto. Hello. Hello. Hello, times are getting harder. Hello, hello, I'm still wondering when they gon' be together.
If our listeners want some pre-concert listening time, or to buy your artist's music, or your artist's event tickets, where should they go?
All right, so the concert is free, so all you need to do is stream us. So you know some of the songs we'll be performing on September 10th, and that's Saturday in the park. So you can look me up at jonathanemile.com, that's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-E-M-I-L-E.com.